Today's Lenten devotional is written by Raymond Pelling, class of 2023. Working in a camp kitchen in the California mountains one day, my rational mind became aware of the absurdity of the gospel. It's not logical. Why does God just love us and not demand anything in return? It doesn't make any sense. My coworker was Ricky Bender, one of those people you know loves Jesus, and through whom you have a 99% surety that the love of God is real. Most of the time, he wears a smile on his face, and many times, he's laughing. Ricky also smiles through many scars. His testimony includes that he is in the Book of Miracles at Loma Linda Medical Center. As a young child, he was involved in a car accident in which he hit the inside of a car windshield with his face, not expected to survive. That's just the point, Ray. It's not supposed to make sense. God just loves us. Salvation in Jesus is a gift, and that's just the way it is. We can't do anything to deserve it, Ricky replies, laughing. We probably went back and forth like this for 30 minutes. He laughingly replied every time I declared my confusion. Mark loves to tease us with the mystery of Christ and the gospel. Here we have the mystery of the loaves mentioned and the wild humor of Jesus pretending he is going to walk on water past the disciples before calming their fears and getting in with them. Those at Gennesaret are healed just touching the fringe of his cloak. We naturally put up blocks to the audacity of the gospel. It's simply too good to be true. We make divisions of who is unworthy of God's love in our world, nations, families, churches, denominations, and even ourselves. The outrageous love of God in Christ is not some demigod walking ahead of us, demanding we follow what seems impossible. Christ climbs into the boat with us, calms our fears, and even when it feels we only see something like a fringe of the truth, it is enough for something inside us to be healed. Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for being a God who loves us outrageously, giving us Christ who gets in the boat with us and teaches us how to love closer to the way you do, healing our hearts along the way. Amen.